Deshaun, I thought, played well enough to win a game from a quarterback standpoint. He was 24 of 32. Only thing, they're not pushing the ball downfield a whole lot. 176 yards passing. Obviously, if, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda. If the holding penalty doesn't happen, you get an 82-yard touchdown, and that puts you over 250 yards passing. But, you know, that's the way that goes. One touchdown, one interception, sacked only three times yesterday, Andy. So better for him. I think he probably got the ball, rid of the ball a little bit more quickly.
I think it's interesting that he says put this one all on him. I mean, this is probably one of the few times, but I didn't walk out of that game yesterday thinking it was all on him.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't think it was on him.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that he said that yesterday. I didn't think it was on him. I agree with you. Not all of it.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Daryl is in Solon, home of the Comets. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
I definitely need some therapy today. A couple things. Nick Chubb, I don't want to see him come back now. Not behind this offensive line. I think it would be brutal to see Nick Chubb struggle after, you know, what we're used to seeing together first. Secondly, I agree what you just said about Watson. People want to blame him and still blame the money he's getting paid. I thought he did fine. He did what he could do. If someone was running open down the middle of the field, he probably was trying to get open from being chased by the defensive end. And I don't know if it was you, but like you guys touched earlier, the coach can call a great first drive, and then he acts like he just rips that page out of the folder and throws it in the garbage. What is it? He can't use any of those plays anymore?
Daryl, I don't understand it. They've scored six touchdowns this year, and three of them have come on the first time they've touched the ball in a game on their first drive. Now, one of the drives lasted one play against the Giants, but I do not get it.
It's like he wants to I'm the smartest guy in the room, so they're going to be ready for these plays that work, so let's not run them anymore. It just blows my mind, guys. And thanks for letting me vent. And one other thing, and I think you guys touched on it before, Deshaun Watson is playing like how Deshaun Watson played.
Yeah, it's true.
He holds the ball. He tries to run around and get guys open or run. Just because you give a guy a new contract doesn't mean he's going to change the way what he used to do. And blaming him because he gets all that money, he didn't ask for this contract. It was awarded to him. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Daryl.
You had me till the very end there.
He did ask for the contract.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? I have no problem with him asking for that. I ask for contracts like that all the time. That was your.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
The word no normally comes into play. I'm used to it. It's the story of my life. I was thinking about changing my middle name to No, Andy No Baskin. Be easier.
It's not a bad way to go.
Then people think you're just talking to you then.
Sure. Zach is in Cleveland. Hello, Zach.
Zach.
Guys, I'm a lot more calm this Monday than I was last Monday when I called you screaming into the radio.
It's okay, man. We're here for you. Zach, we're here for
why
you.
Why are you calm today as opposed to last week?
Well, for one, because I went golfing yesterday. Even if they were playing at 1, I was going golfing yesterday.
Oh, so you didn't watch the game yesterday, that's what you're trying to say? Or you missed the beginning?
No, I watched. No. Oh, no. I made sure to even be done at, you know, just before the 1 o'clock games. But, I'm just not going to let these guys ruin my Sundays anymore. Just not going to let it get in the way. If it's on, it's on in the background, awesome. If I catch a play or something happens, great. But I'm not going to tune in anymore. It's tiring, man. It's the same thing every week.
Yeah, your best bet is just to leave it locked on 92.3 The Fan, and you'll be good. That's the best therapy I can give you.
Yeah. I'm always trying to listen to you guys, especially, you know, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, you two are the longest standing show on the.
We are. We are. Yes. We're hoping for statues. Right. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's either that or we're going to turn
guys,
to sand.
It just looks rough, man. I know that, you know, we're having offensive line issues. I know that we're down to second, third stringers. I understand that. And I don't feel a lot of anger today, probably because on top of the golf thing, I don't put a lot of blame on Deshaun. He had no time to throw. He didn't have a lot of time to throw last week, but he also missed a lot of wide open guys. I didn't see a lot of that yesterday from the parts that I did catch of the game. But I – I'm just, it's sour anymore, man. I want it to be sweet. I don't want the candy to be sour anymore. I'm done with the sour. Hopefully, you know, with these guys coming back, at least, some of the faces we know, you know, Njoku and Chubb coming back will brighten everybody.
There you go.
I know it's still so early on in the season. I get it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But right now, if we were to look at it like in golf terms, we're one in three, right? So we're three strokes behind being on par for being, you know, where we should be. So
all right,
there you go. See, guys,
you know,
see everybody.
It's looking rough.
Bring it back to golf.
There you go.
Way to go, Zach.
In with the good. Out with
the
bad.
Had to be soggy on the golf course for Zach yesterday.
Depends where you're playing.
Probably no carts. Tony's buzzing around in his car today. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
My take on the whole situation is they don't have the talent they once had, and I think they still do.
On the offensive line or all around?
All around. I mean, I'm not a Watson fan, but yesterday he played pretty good. I thought he actually played real good. But you can't throw the ball when you're getting crushed by three guys. You know, you want to run around and try to make something happen, and then you're causing penalties because it looks like a lot of guys are confused out there. And I think the talent that they had, they wasted it.
All righty. Well, thank you. Appreciate
Tony.
It.
Thank you.
Glad you could.
All right,
that's
Tony.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Appreciate that. Where's the talent missing? Couple of injured offensive linemen.
Tight end. Although you
tight
had a
end,
guy that never caught a ball in the NFL
back.
Score a touchdown yesterday.
No relation to Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Just the opposite. In fact. Thank you. Anthony is in Stowe. Anthony, welcome, bud. How are you?
Guys, how are you?
Hey, great. Man. How are you?
I'm calling you today with what I have to say because I've been consistent with this for the past 3 years.
Ah.
Okay?
Yes.
We've had a very good punching bag for the last 3 years to hide the real problems on this football team. Everybody's hatred of Deshaun Watson, over the last 3 years, okay, has made it very easy to overlook the real problems. We have a crap football team. All I've heard for 2 years is what an amazing defense we have. Our defense is horrible. And it's had its moments of looking good, but great defenses are consistent. We do not have a consistent defense. We don't have a number one wide receiver. I said this last year. Amari Cooper drops too many passes to be number one wide receiver. He doesn't have the speed to break away from people. And you can be a great possession wide receiver without speed if you catch the damn ball. And if you're not catching the ball and you have no speed, you're a crap wide receiver. We have no offensive line. We go into this season with a healthy Deshaun Watson. We don't have our best running back. The front office does absolutely nothing to address that. We go into this season with Ford as our number one running back. And by the way, guys, we're praying and hoping that that Nick Chubb is half of what he used to be, which there's no guarantee there that he's going to be anywhere near as good as he used to be coming off of that surgery.
Valid point.
We have nothing on this team, and we've overlooked every problem we've ever had because of the horrible contract we gave Deshaun Watson. Let's blame it all on him. Let's talk about Baker stats. Let's talk about Flacco stats. How about we talk about that we have a crap football team? And yesterday, when you saw signs of what a really good quarterback we might have, he's got garbage around him. Garbage.
Mm. Anthony, garbage. I think that's a little harsh, but I get your point.
No, he's got garbage. I'm going to make one more point. Can I make one more point?
Yeah, one more point, and then I've got to ask you a quick question. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, I love Myles Garrett. Absolutely love him. If we could get a number one pick for him at the trade deadline, I would seriously consider doing it. We're not going anywhere with this team. He's the biggest asset we have. We have to recoup some of what we lost and try to get some talent on this team. He can be the defensive player of the year. But if he's on a piss-poor defense that's maybe we're going to win 6-7 games this year, and we can get a number one pick for him, I would seriously consider doing it. And if we could get a sixth-round pick for that bum Amari Cooper, I'd drop his ass immediately. He's horrible.
All right, Anthony.
Anthony, were you at the 64 game Oh, you're
Anthony's
up on,
Anthony's.
He
younger.
Was all over my bingo card, man. So Flacco, Baker, DeSean Jackson.
Amari,
all of those things were on my bingo card.
Amari Cooper is anything but a horrible wide receiver. He's also not Jamar Chase. He's not CeeDee Lamb. And because he was the number one guy and is the number one guy in this team doesn't mean that he's that caliber of a guy. And again, I think Amari is a very good wide receiver. But he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not a game-breaker wide receiver. And I think he would work best if he were in a position where there was another guy of comparable talent or better than he is. We don't have that situation here. And I think maybe it's an unfair spotlight that's put on Amari because of that. I mean, I think he's good. The Browns told you, I think, what you need to know about Amari by not signing him to a contract extension. Petrak brought up something about that after Andy asked him a question. We're going to get into that next because the trade deadline's not that far away.